right. So straight up to my number two song of the week. Yes, it is by... Actually, that was my number two song. So straight up to my number one song. It is by Burna Boy. And it titles this one, Dangote. Burna Boy needs no introduction, especially if you're an ardent listener of Hot Tea with Moyo. I've told you a lot about him. But I'll just give you a brief, quick intro about who Burna Boy is. Damini Ogulu, popularly known as Burna Boy, is a Nigerian Afrofusion singer and songwriter. He rose to prominence in 2012 after releasing the lead single, Like to Party, from his debut studio album, Live. So please enjoy Dangote by Burna Boy, and I will be right back. My number one song of the week. Don't you go nowhere.
Dangote, 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 see the fam on you. No level, no level. Dangote, 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 see the fame on you. I know they, I know they, I know they sleep on the money. Who I be, who I be, where make I no go fame on you. I know they send anybody, me at the house you can't check up. Make you house you my locker. I know be your lord, I know be baller. Oh, I'm a to baller fucker. Go show you my color. She want to pay me a lot of color. If me gonna go more, yeah, I want color. The matter plenty, I know me only sata. Oh, no, no. Look, now listen well, well. When I dey strive and I dey hustle, waiting I dey find Kaluba, they fine. When I they move from place to place, waiting at they fine. Now the dollar, they fine. And I don't do yes, 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 yes. And many people don't tell me no, 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 no. Money lati love, oh, di don, don. Sorry, I'm your be mother, yeah. Is it because I they do half for love? If I get the cash, I go tell you love, pop, pop. I go give you cash, I go be your sponsor. Money, I'm your be mother, yeah. Is it because I they do half for love? If I get the money, you go know. Still I go out to see that king, come, come. Because, Dangote, 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 see the fame on you. I know they, I know they, I know they sleep on the money. Who I be, who I be, where make I no go fame on you. I know they send anybody, oh. Me at the house, you can't go check up. Make you house, you my locker. I know be your lord, I know be baller. Oh, I'm a to baller fucker. I go show you my color. She want to pay me a lot of baller. If me gon' go more, yeah, I want baller. The matter plenty, I know me only satan. Oh, no, no. If me gon' go, I'm a dancer. Happy you forget, say happy the conquer. My man calling conquer, lorry conquer. My man calling conquer, lorry conquer. Very low, I can be. Bami nu gan gan, yeah. Find money, why me no go find money? Oh, find money. They look at the find money. Oh, they look at the find money. Why me no go find money? Find money. my money.
That was Dangote by Burnaboy. Dangote happens to be one of the richest men in Africa. So it's just, you know, saying if one of the richest men, you know, is still looking for money, why won't I keep looking for money? All right, I hope you did enjoy that one. So, my people, just earlier today, I was just going through Instagram and I found a post by a Nigerian actress by the name Yvonne Jegede. She posted something which I found particularly interesting. And I will just read out what she posted. She said, "I have no idea why a total stranger is your role model, someone you have never met. People have their demons and life issues to deal with. But if there are some people who inspire your work, skill, or fashion sense, I can understand. If you cannot see your parents as your role model, then there is something wrong with your family upbringing. Don't stress people out concerning the mistakes your parents could not fix." Wow, that is deep. What do I think? I think, yes, your family should, your parents should be your number one, your role model, you know, your, as a child. But the thing is, not everyone, unfortunately, were raised up or were brought up by good parents, one who they can look up to. So if you're saying parents should be a child's role model, one has to be careful there because, like I said, some parents are not good role models at all in the way they've lived your life, in the way they are still living their life, in the way they even brought up their kids. They've not been good role models. I can say I've been fortunate, for one, to have, you know, good parents who I believe I can call, you know, confidently my role models. But not everybody, you know, are lucky that way. So saying, you know, all kids should make their parents the first model, the role models, pardon me, I think it's iffy. Honestly, it is iffy. It is iffy. What I would say is, if your parents genuinely have been, you know, good representative, I've been, you know, people who have, you know, guided you right, who have really modeled you into who you are today, who you are becoming, yes, they can be your role models. But honestly, if your parents are not one that, you know, have not lived or have not modeled the lifestyle you are proud of, then honestly, you do not have to make them your role model. It's not compulsory. It's not a must. So please, it's okay if your parents are not your role models. Trust me, it's really okay to have other role models that, you know, are not family members. So it's okay, all right? I agree to a point with what Yvonne Jegede said, but again, it's not compulsory. All right, so we're just gonna go for a quick music break, and it is by Lax, and it titles LAX, popularly known as Lax, and it titles this one "Same Girl," and it features Davido on this one, and I will be right back. All right, you're still listening to Hot Tea with Moya. All right, okay.
Yeah, what a man can do, a woman can do better. Is a lady man more do better? But then, everything more do better. What is the meaning of that? If a man go cheat, a woman go cheat better. Is a lady make it try no letter. Make it show on the other.
Damn.
Lady, say me cut on up on a Friday. Give me good love and kiss my way. I'm a she so damn fine.
Oh, same lady. Say me can turn up on the Monday. She be no pick up on the Friday. How much she so damn fine.
Same girl,
hey, she be no pick my call.
She be no pick my call.
She no reply my chat.
She no reply my.
But she receive a lot.
She receive a.
Same girl,
she supposed to stop my chat. But now she break my heart. What is the meaning of that? What is the meaning of this? What is the meaning of that? Definition of this. Continuation of that. Take that. And if I give, I'm not taking back. And all the other street, they don't cast. And if you leave me, girl, it don't bust. Oh. I'm gonna get out of see you. And I feel you. Baby, tell me what's the deal, oh. Take my hat and don't you run away. Tell me what's your price, yo. Shane, I check, I been a cash, yo. I been a wine, you the wine, yo. Take my hat and don't you play with it.
Same girl. She be no pick my
call.
She no reply my chat. But she receive a lot.
Same girl. She supposed to stop my chat. But now she break my heart. What is the meaning of that?
What is the meaning of this? What is the meaning of that? Definition of take. Continuation of that.
She
no reply my chat,
she no reply my,
but she receive a lot.
She receive a
same girl,
same girl.
She supposed to stop my chat, but now she break my heart. What is the meaning of that? Oh, what is the meaning of that? He said, "Leave."
That was Same Girl featuring Davido by LAX. So LAX or LAX, born Damilola Afolabi, popularly known as LAX, is a Nigerian recording artist. LAX started out as a rapper and I was part of a three-man group called Fly Boys while he was still in high school. On August 20, 2013, LAX signed a major label deal with Starboy Entertainment, moments after releasing the critically acclaimed song titled Caro, which won him the Diaspora Artist of the Year at the 2014 edition of the Nigerian Entertainment Awards. So I hope you did enjoy that one, and I hope I'm making your day much, much better with my playlist so far. So again, while I was on Instagram, I came up across this post by another Nollywood / Gollywood, if there's any word like that. So Nadia Buhari is a Ghanaian and movie artist. She also acts in Nollywood, so she acts in Nigerian movies as well. She posted something on her Instagram page, which I also found interesting. So I'm just going to read what she said. She said, she posted, "So I just got off the phone with a childhood friend of mine who is having relationship issues and feels a last resort is to get off the pills and have a baby for him. In a naive mind, that will certainly hold him down. Well, I ain't no counselor, neither am I clairvoyant, but I do know this, however, that a baby won't keep a man. Being beautiful won't keep a man. Preach it, sister. Sex won't keep a man." Oh my God, Bible. Heck, being a good woman barely keeps a man. The only thing that will keep a man is a man that wants to be kept. Period. Oh my God. If she did not just preach the gospel, I don't know what else is the gospel. She just actually spoke the gospel truth. Like, she just spoke my mind and the mind of millions of honest people out there. Because you cannot keep, honestly, I don't think you can keep someone who doesn't want to be kept, both male or female. It don't matter. You cannot keep someone who doesn't want to be kept. Because honestly, no matter what you do, no matter what you do, you cannot please everybody. And unfortunately, love is not enough. Love is not enough in any relationship, even in marriage. Love is not enough. If you ask all the married people, especially those who have been married 25 years, you know, 30 years, 10 years, 5 years, they will tell you it takes more than love to stay in a relationship or in a marriage. So it's an understanding between both parties. And it just a little bit depends on the people. We as ladies, now I'm going to be addressing ladies. We as ladies, we make the mistake of thinking, you know, if I give him, you know, as much sex as I can, I would keep him, you know. He's not going to look elsewhere. If I dress the way, you know, other ladies are dressing, you know, the guy would not look elsewhere, you know, I would keep him. That is so wrong. Or the main one, if I have a baby for him, if I get pregnant for him, I'm going to hook him. He's not going to go anywhere. Well, there are millions, there are 1,000 baby mamas out there. So you cannot keep a man, you know, or saying if I cook for him 3 times a day, make sure he has breakfast, make sure he has lunch, make sure he has dinner, he's not going to go anywhere. You are wrong. You cannot keep a person that doesn't want to be kept. Honestly, no matter how hard you try, if a person's mind, if the guy's mind, if the lady's mind is set, you know, if it's done, there's nothing you can do to keep him. There's nothing you can do to keep her. If she's over you, if she's done with the relationship, she's done. It's done. If he's staying, it's because he's staying out of pity, right? So, honestly, let's stop overdoing it. Let's just stop overdoing it. Like, honestly, just do your best. Put yourself out there. Like, give the relationship all your best. I'm not saying don't give your relationship all that you can give, but don't go overboard, especially when you've not even walked down the aisle with that person. Don't go overboard. Don't overdo it. Don't try to impress, because you'll be shocked that girl would leave you for the very next person that's not even doing as much as you're doing. She gonna leave you for the person who is not even doing as much as you have been doing or are doing. So just, you know, let's not just try. Let's just stop trying too much. Let's stop it. Give your best. Put your heart out there. But, you know, at the same time, let your head guide you. And if you can tell, because trust me, we can tell when a person is done, because the signs are always there. We just try to overlook it in the name of love, right? You know, but the signs are always there. So if we can, once we begin to smell that this person is done, let's not try to, you know, force it. Let's not force it. What's going to be will be, okay? And what's not going to be would not be, all right? Okay, enough of the gospel. I think I've preached enough. All right, so just going to go for another music break. And this time, it is a song by Bisa Kidia from Ghana. And it titles this one, 1924. I hope you do enjoy it. And I will be right back. It's still hot tea with your girl, M to the O to the Y to the O. Don't you go nowhere.
Blog.com. 1930. Aujourd'hui, on aime la fête, peu importe où la fête, c'est trop nous, on est calé.
Lève la main, lève la main, lève la main, lève la main. Lève la main, lève la main.
That was 1924 by Bisakidia. Did you know that Bisakidia is the first Ghanaian artist to break into the limelight with a movie soundtrack? Musically, Bisakidia has had successful collaborations with top musicians in Ghana, Africa, and the world at large. Some of these Ghanaian musicians Bisakidia has worked with include Sako Die, The Black, Efia, Bafor, and Outu Bees. Bisakidia self-produced some of these collaborations from his studio. Chignan by Sako Die, One of Your Own by Efia, and Pimpina by Bafor. So I hope you did enjoy 1924 by Bisakidia. So, I am glad to tell you guys that all is well in the Idibia dynasty. So, I'm sure some of you be wondering, why is she saying all is well with the Idibia dynasty? And who are the Idibias? So, Two-Face Idibia and Honey Idibia are celebrities from Nigeria. Two-Face is one of Africa's biggest music artist, if I say so, and Annie Idibia is his wife, is an actress in Nollywood. So I think about a month ago or so, Two-Face posted something on Instagram that got, you know, many of his fans, you know, worried. He posted, "Oh, I'm sorry to say that I have messed up so much. I have messed up as a role model, as a father, and as a husband. Annie, I'm sorry. I know you tried your best." People were wondering, what's going on? What's happening? What's going on? Is your marriage, you know, hitting the rocks? Is your marriage in trouble? But I've come to tell you, the marriage is not in trouble. Everything is all well and good in the Indibia dynasty. So Annie posted posted an appreciation tweet to Two-Face Idibia, her husband. She said, "The last few days were so horrible. Thank you so much for being my friend when I needed one the most. Thank you for staying up all those nights with me. Your type is rare. Thank you for being my sunlight, the only one who honestly, truly understands me, my support system, my mind, my world." So all is well. All is good with the Idibias. We have nothing to worry about. And with that, I'm signing out. This has been a very interesting, exciting episode. As always, I hope you did enjoy the show with me. Unfortunately, it is time for me to go. But not to worry, I'll be back again. Same time, same place, same station. So please make sure you join me next time. I leave you in the hands of Ja Signal, and it titles this one. And Ja Signal is from Cameroon, and it titles this one, "Sweetie." I hope you do enjoy it. Until next time, guys, it's Moyo signing out. And as I always say, stay living your best life.
Solid record.
Simblex. Simblex. So simple.
Telly is Tonyen, Vele.
Divo Tonyen,
Vele.
Divo Tonyen. Ah, sweetie.
Because